On the Lisa and Pete catch up.
Oh, we talk all things the weekend in sport with Dennis Cometti.
We talk to Tom Glasner and find out if he's been paying attention.
And the Shaw Report on the way as well.
Have your preferred tax accountant come to you and maximise your tax return with Quacks. Quacks equals quick tax. QUAX.com.au. This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth. On Mix 94.5.
Tonight, back on your screens on 10 and the Win Network at 8:45, it's Have You Been Paying Attention? Tom Glasner joins us now on Lisa and Pete. Always a pleasure, mate. Hello.
Hi, Pete. Hi, Lisa.
Tom, it is always a pleasure. So we don't even bother introducing you. There's too many things to list, you know, and one of them, of course, would be Warwick Todd. Ready to go the tonk again with the situation in the cricket?
Wow, that's going right back into the back catalogue there, Lisa. Yeah, no, well, Warwick's gone out, of course, on strike with the players.
Of course.
Even though he's not a member of the team.
Although they've gone on strike with him now.
Yes, thank you. The point is they're all in this together. It's solidarity with the team. Hopefully they'll sort that out before. Otherwise it's going to be a very dull summer, isn't it?
It is. Well, I've proven that I've been paying attention.
You have. Tick, done. 10 points
thank
to you.
You.
So tonight, mate, a new person, first ever appearance, actor, writer and comedian Susie Youssef. She's going to join Cal Wilson and two blokes from competing networks and Ed Cavalli.
All of them. All of them. Yes. No, so excited to have Susie. You may have seen her on Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Right.
She's done a bunch of things. I think she's on the last series of Rosehaven. Very funny girl and really looking forward to it's always exciting to have a fresh
meat.
Fresh meat. No, don't use that expression.
Sorry.
Fresh talent is what I was chasing. Thank you. So looking forward to it.
All right. Well, Tom, we know that you do a lot of these interviews, and even though you remain polite year after year, you probably get a little jack of it. So we thought we might turn the tables and have you been paying attention. Would you be willing to put yourself on the line?
I'm standing by.
All right, question number one. What did you have for breakfast this morning?
I had Byron Bay muesli with sheep's milk yogurt.
We'll have to deduct a point for your pretentiousness, but otherwise fine.
Where did you park your car, Tom Glasner?
Took the train.
Ooh.
That threw you.
Trick question.
Can I have my pretentious point back,
you
please?
Can, absolutely.
You
Now, when you had your breakfast, were you nearly out of milk? Because you'll need to remember that on the way home.
Thank you for the reminder. It's down.
Excellent.
Very good. How many months have you got left on your mobile phone contract?
I reckon another year to go. So you maybe 14 months?
No, what? It's actually 12 months, Tom. It's 12.
Wow. Gee, I'm a little concerned.
Where does your suburb getting the NBN?
We're well at the back of the queue, so I think it won't be until it's totally obsolete. But we're looking forward to it.
A few more points.
All right, I'm still on dial-up anyway.
Finally, who was sitting in the bottom left corner on last week's Have You Been Paying Attention?
Rival Network. I think it might have been Mickey Malloy.
Oh, no! We went right into that one.
Wow.
Bang.
That's going to be interesting in about 6 months' time. Congratulations, mate. You just won. Have you been paying attention?
Yay!
Hooray for me.
The
what
Tom Glasner edition.
Yes.
Can we
do
give,
I win anything? Nothing.
Tom, the producer, can we give him our Caller of the Day prize? Or we can. We can give you our Caller of the Day prize.
You can have the $50 lottery
prize?
Thing or what? Anything. Anything.
No, well, we need that before 7:30.
Oh, it's not sure. Like pick a box. You don't get to choose.
Oh, fair enough.
If you're willing to spend $900 to get over here on a plane trip.
You haven't won anything in the last 30 days, Tom. Yeah,
$150 voucher to a variety of chefs. If you want that, you can have that.
On my way.
Excellent.
Mate, always a pleasure having you on the show. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Pete. Thanks,
and
Lisa.
And thanks for always providing a show that you know is going to be good.
Absolutely.
Thanks, guys.
See you
later.
Tom.
Let's get a Shaw Report, Lise.
All right. Well, Adele fans, and I use that term about as loosely as you could, have blasted Adele because she had the audacity, the insensitive, inconsiderate, self-obsessed, who do you think you are? You're not that good, diva. Audacity to cancel two shows, not one, but two shows because her vocal cords are damaged or some stupid excuse that probably an excuse from a publicist.
Are you serious?
Damaged vocal cords.
How dare she?
Get up there and sing.
Wow, that's disgusting.
I know.
I am disgusted. I'm offended as a human being.
Adele fans. That's a fan for you. With fans like that, who needs fanemies? She released an emotional statement on Friday night because, you know, I mean, even with damaged vocal cords, I was, of course, before being a little sarcastic, she still struggled with having to disappoint fans, even though, obviously, if your vocal cords are damaged and the doctor says, if you sing tonight, you may never sing again, you've got to take that seriously. You can't really be hanging around worrying about people's traffic plans that were disrupted because their Wembley show got cancelled. And I paid for the tickets. I paid for the train to get here. I've booked a room. And what are you going to do about it, Adele?
I want to hear Adele going, hello.
I want to hear what Adele's going to do about it.
It's
like
me.
Yes, exactly. Right. The heartbroken concert goers blasted the decision to cancel the show, saying they are unable to reclaim cash shelled out on hotels and transport, which we booked months in advance.
Well, it happens.
I just think it's a very sad world when fans thank their idol.
Are these the same fans that lost their minds when the Rolling Stones cancelled their Australian tour because Mick Jagger's, was it, ex-partner passed away?
Well, actually, those fans are right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, those ones. But they use the whole, yeah, but they could make it a tribute concert. Isn't that what rock stars do?
Man.
Sometimes, but not usually to their girlfriend on the very day that she died. Mm. Yeah, fans, think about what you're doing. Based on trademarks recently filed by hip-hop's foremost power couple, TMZ is reporting that Beyonce and Jay-Z have named their newborn twins Rumi and Sir.
Okay.
The aforementioned trademarks sought for Rumi and Sir Carter. Didn't say that out loud, did you? Are for fragrances, cosmetics, keychains, teething rings, strollers, mugs, water bottles, hair ribbons, playing cards, rattles, and for the one listed simply as other assorted novelty items.
Rattles?
Which I guess is code for anything we haven't thought of yet but could also be exploited.
Rattles?
Rattles.
Wow.
Yeah, all stuff to do with babies, Pete. Who gets to just trademark, you know, within days of being born?
It blows my mind that a couple has, like, you're that rich and well-known the world that you have to think about the fact that you need to trademark your kids' names.
Wouldn't you be thinking, thank goodness we're this rich and everything, we can make sure our, you know, kids aren't exploited anyway.
Yeah, but geez, wow, it's a different world.
Crazy. And Corey Feldman. Do you remember him? Corey Feldman, he was sort of
he's one of the two Coreys, wasn't he?
The
famous ones from
Coreys.
Back then.
He was in that great movie about the werewolves. He was on stage with his rock band when he lost control of his microphone, zombies, not werewolves, and knocked out a tooth. Knocked his tooth out with his own microphone. Well, this happens somewhere in Radio Land every single day, and nobody makes a fuss. Some DJs are down to two teeth.
Oh, what a beauty! Talking footy with Dennis Cometti for Automasters.
Like a cork in the ocean over his head.
Oh, so let's talk that footy. Dennis Cometti in the studio. Hi, mate.
A bit premature, eh?
Mm-hmm.
That oh, word. Good morning. How you doing?
Very well,
good.
Thank you.
Yeah, good to be here.
All right, the weekend in sport, a good win by the Eagles. Let's start with that.
They did very well, didn't they? Mm-hmm. They certainly found something in the last 5 minutes. Nathan Vardy was quite outstanding in that time, so he's been a bit of a disappointment, but played well. Andrew Gaff, outstanding. A couple of unsung heroes too. Mark Hutchings did well. Eric McKenzie. He's going to be important because going forward, I think they need to get McGovern up forward.
Yeah.
If he plays well, McKenzie, they can do that. That's important to them going forward. So that's how I saw the game, primarily, and they're where?
Oh, McGovern's got a good pair of hands on him.
He's a terrific mark, isn't he?
Absolutely.
So the last five minutes that they found the Dockers, one window opens and a door closes. They lost their last 5 minutes, didn't they? Wasn't that where that went wrong?
It was like the last 2 minutes or something.
The Dockers.
I see. Yes, we're going to Sunday. Well, they were disappointing, but they didn't play badly. Michael Walters had an outstanding game, you've got to say that. And I think one thing that came through to Aaron Sandilands, incidentally, is gone for the season. That's not good news. Darcy played well yesterday, so he'll be groomed in the next few weeks. And the absence of Connor Blakely is a big talking point.
Yeah.
That was a factor yesterday because it was a Blakely type of game. Now, he was suspended by the club.
What, not very bright? I couldn't believe.
So if you haven't heard the story about Connor Blakely, essentially what's happened is he was suspended from playing on the weekend by Ross Lyon and the coaching staff because he said, I can't come to training or participate in the club's activities because I'm not well. Next minute, he's down south surfing.
Down south is probably
he would go unnoticed. Mm. I mean, he probably stopped at the Miami Bakehouse and went straight to Hillsies. Could you be any more obvious?
Hillsies! Well, it's a real principal call by the football club, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm a fine man, so I would have gone a fine.
Yeah,
there must
right,
have been
okay.
a way they could have fined him, because I changed my tip on the strength of him being out. I know it's for the greater good in 10 years' time, but this penalises everybody, and we haven't really got this story, have we, other than he was surfing.
That's the problem.
Who rang up? Who put him in?
Well, I would have thought that I reckon he probably got sprung on social media.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, you know, maybe it's on his Instagram or Facebook or something. They're like, hang on, this guy's surfing. What's he doing?
I think the point is he pretended to be sick. He's got a job.
Right.
You know, you can't do that. You can't just go fishing well, or whatever.
Okay. Well, go fishing. Mm. It's an interesting one, because if you knew what the deal was, then maybe the club could have controlled it.
Yeah.
But if it was on social media, then suddenly you have to take the hard route, don't you?
Yeah, you
yes.
do.
And
now,
it really did cost them the game, I thought, yesterday. That's an easy thing to say, but I changed my tip before the game. And I know what you're saying, because we do Thursdays as well. Who cares? Who cares what committee tips? But
everybody
I
cares,
I changed my tip.
Yeah.
Well, I care in particular, because you and I are neck and neck on 60 or something at the moment.
Oh,
so,
right.
Yeah. Now, I do have to...
Did you give me St Kilda yesterday? If I give you my word, I change my tip?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, mm-hmm. What a sport.
Now, mate, I do have to ask you, I got to say one thing that I noticed in particular. Now, this bloke had 40 hitouts on his debut and played what I thought was an absolute cracker of a game. I really feel like the ruck...
Which bloke?
I'm talking about Darcy from Fremantle.
Sean Darcy.
Young bloke, Sean Darcy.
Yep.
I really feel like our ruck is in good hands looking into the future with this guy.
Yeah, going forward, terrific. I didn't think they would think that it would come around so quickly yesterday, but it did. So there he was in the second quarter doing the bulk of the rucking. Sandilands is a big out, though, but the future certainly looks bright. That boy can really play. And one other thing I need to bring to your attention is Thomas Bugg. He'll be at the tribunal today.
Ah, yeah.
And I would think after the kerfuffle last week, and he deserves 5 weeks anyway, he'll get five or six.
Oh, Bugg squished is what the headline will be tomorrow. I imagine.
Can you imagine the Prime Minister's staff this morning? They'll be going through old videotape to see if the PM said anything nice about Thomas Bugg in the last 6 months.
Now, another sporting note, if I may ask, the cricket situation is an interesting one, but I keep hearing them say, you know, the cricketers are unemployed and they're going on strike. And I thought, hang on, how do you go on strike when you're unemployed? That's not really what's going on, is it?
Depends who you talk to. We're on strike. No, you're not.
Not if I see you first.
Exactly. So they've got some breathing space till Friday, I think, but it's getting close. I mean, interesting situation, because the face of cricket is changing and where the money will come from in the future. I mean, there are different sorts of cricket, and that 2020 cricket doesn't include some of the guys now who are perhaps standing there with the big paydays. I can understand both sides in this.
Totally. I get this sort of wide-eyed, is this happening? It's like, yeah, because this is sort of the way the world is. I'm so sorry, but things have changed and you do have to evolve a bit, and I totally get where you're coming from, but... Welcome to it.
Well, in this situation, you've got to ask yourself, what would Thomas Pugg do?
We will see more as that rolls out over the next 24 hours. Dennis Committee, an absolute pleasure. Thanks for joining us, mate.
Great to be here.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. Quack's mobile tax accountants are quick and cost-effective. You can pay by credit card or deduct from your return. Quack's equals quick tax. QUAX.